guy in the NFL that feel 100%, if any guy feels 100%, but how much does a bye week kind of help you heal a little bit and get some of those bumps and bruises feeling a little better anyway?
Well, I think it's really good. I mean, it's a chance to just kind of refresh your mind and get focused on what's left in the season and get your bodies fresh a little bit. And it's going to be important to use some of that extra time and freshness to really come out and play well Sunday.
As you guys self-scouted on offense in particular, what are some of the takeaways? What are some of the I guess, emphasizing points as you move forward in this season?
Well, I think it's with any team and every team that wants to get better. It's just individually every guy finding ways to, not make it their fault on each play. I mean, make it to where, your guy's making plays and you've got to stop it. And if you're going to play, you've got to make it happen more consistently. And it is a team game. It really is an individual game. I mean, for the team to have success. So just more focus on how each one of us can do things better.
How important is those guys in this defense with the speed they have?
It's going to be important. I mean, they can put up points, and offensively for us, it's going to be important to win battles and go out there and put up points.
They have that fast defense, but some teams have been able to score points on them. How do you judge their defense?
I think they're a very good defense. I mean, of course, everything I think, it starts around Champ Bailey being such a great player. And then also, those two ends. I mean, they're kind of the dictator of everything they do defensively. I mean, when those two guys are on the edges, they're as good as any. So, it's a heck of a challenge for every team every week. And I think when you are able to make those guys quiet in a game, then you can have some success.
Beyond execution, and maybe it doesn't go beyond execution, that first drive you guys had in the Pittsburgh game was like textbook. And you did a lot of different things, a lot of different formations, empty backfield, had the jumbo guys in there. How do you make that happen again, and why couldn't it happen again at Pittsburgh game?
I think to be honest with you, in the rest of the half, we really didn't have a lot of possessions that way. I mean, we had a quick three and out where you don't really get to use a whole lot of the stuff you're using and there in the first half. And then other than that, I think we had the one play that we scored on in the red zone. So, we didn't have a whole lot of plays there in the first half to do much. And the three and outs are what kill you in that situation. It's sometimes with offensively getting the first down is the key to everything. And when you get that first one, everyone gets a little confidence and everybody gets a little momentum, and then you can really open things up. So, it's eliminating those three and outs, I think, really offensively is what helps you be a great offense.
Wait, you alluded to it a moment ago, but just the pass protection with things Denver is able to do, rushing Miller off the edge, Doomerville, Wolf, just some of the guys they do. How much is this, it goes without saying, an 11-person job where you got Ben Jarvis in the backfield picking up blitzes and receivers on the edge taking care of it, so you guys can ignite this offense?
The protection's been really solid all year, and we just got to continue to have it that way, and eventually things are going to happen for us. I mean, I think that we got to continue to be able to shut down outside rushers and like we've done, and then we've got to be able to just be more efficient. I mean, when plays are there, we got to take them and just be a little more aggressive as far as not necessarily in the play column, but in the play. I mean, if we see things and things we can exploit, we got to be able to do it, and we got to be able to execute those plays. And we've missed a lot of opportunities that we've had to really pounce on people in the past.
Not to do a cliche on you, but is this as must-win gets on Sunday?
Honestly, you get asked that question every year in different games, and I mean, we really never think of any games as must-wins. I mean, to be honest, the next game's the game. So, if we lose this one and win every one of the next ones, we still have a chance for a great season. So, there is no such thing as a must-win. There's a chance for us as a team, if we want to go do the things that we set out to do, we got to go out and play our best this week, and that's really all we think about. This is an opportunity for us to go out and play really good and win a football game the way we should.